WTOW News Time is 7:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. So far this morning, we've gotten slightly more than a full inch of rain at Easterwood. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A fatal accident this morning as Highway 21 in Tabor shut down near the Pentecostal Church. Both east and westbound lanes are closed. Drivers going east on 21 will have to turn onto Tabor or Waco. And on the Highway 6 side, drivers will have to take Nuches near McDonald's and Dairy Queen, then come back onto 21 at Waco. Bryan police say the accident, which took place around 5, involved a vehicle and killed two pedestrians. A Bryan father and son are accused of having $37,000 of illegal drugs. Officer Kelly McEthan says multiple local, state, and federal agencies raided two homes belonging to both men at the same time Tuesday afternoon.
In the 1300 block of North Parker, and the other one was in the 4600 block of Northwood. Bryan Police Department, College Station, Brazos County Constables Precinct 2, Texas Department of Public Safety, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation assisting our drug enforcement team.
According to jail records, it's the 26th arrest for 40-year-old Roy Arevalo Sr. and the first for 17-year-old Roy Jr. Both are accused of manufacture and delivery of a controlled substance. Authorities found cocaine, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, and marijuana. Also seized were three customized cars believed to have been purchased with drug money. A College Station man has been arrested for two counts of sexual assault. Police say 35-year-old Luis Gallegos was arrested yesterday after a victim claimed that he had assaulted her on Tuesday and several days before. A search revealed that there was also an illegal firearm and marijuana in his home, and the investigation is ongoing. About a month from now, the College Station City Council will consider changes to requiring owners of rental homes and duplexes to register locations and who lives there.
During a special council meeting last night, Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says code enforcement's become more proactive. He says five-bedroom homes are checked to confirm whether more than four unrelated relatives are under the same roof.
What our code officers have actually been doing is going by different periods of time to be able to record the vehicles that are parking there, the license plates that are there, so we can look for that kind of rotation and how many are there. If we've looked at 50 of those, we have probably three that we believe we have initiated a case on.
Only Jess Fields, participating in his last council meeting, wanted to eliminate the program.
The solution is very clear. You can't treat people differently in different classes because the homeowners complain. You create a rental registration ordinance. We don't see any measurable impact. You have to deal with it at a neighborhood level. Neighborhood associations, HOAs, neighbors knowing neighbors. I think the neighborhood plans have proven that.
Suggestions included doing away with the annual registration fee and replacing it with fines for property owners who don't list their rentals. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Former A&M President Robert Gates has added to his workload. The Boy Scouts of America has announced Gates will become president of their executive board next May. The Eagle Scout will serve a two-year term in the volunteer position. Gates is currently chancellor at the College of William and Mary in Virginia. He also served as director of the CIA and was defense secretary to two presidents, where he oversaw the end of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Boy Scouts executive board earlier this year guided the process that led to the decision to allow openly homosexual members. Recent developments regarding two Bryan Towing companies getting their licenses revoked might leave you wondering how to tell when a company is operating above board.
When you see a towing truck, they are required to have their license on each side of that truck. It should be in letters at least 2 inches high and a contrasting color from the paint job of the truck.
Susan Stanford with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation says you can also find a listing of people who are licensed and those who have violated the rules on the TDLR website, which you can find a link to on our website at WTAW.com. She says they regulate 26 different professions, including barbers, nail salons, electricians, and heating and air conditioning companies. With Angel Tree candidates complete, the local Salvation Army is now seeking volunteer bell ringers to help raise funds this Christmas. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says it provides for the year's social services, and the more volunteers, the fewer ringers they have to pay and more money they have to do good with.
If you ever get a chance to come down here and just see the folks that it helps out throughout the year, and if you've ever been able to just give back to somebody and you know what it feels like, it's such a tremendous help.
Groups are also invited to compete in ring-offs to see who can raise the most money. And from Houston, an old concrete-lined safe drilled open after the owner's death contains possibly valuable collection of golden coins.
Houston Police spokesperson Jody Silva says they have no estimate on the exact value, but by all accounts, it was a substantial amount. Locksmith Robert Rivera says a customer planned to sell the safe for scrap, but wondered about the contents. Rivera opened the safe, then contacted police when he discovered the contents. HPD took temporary custody of the coins until parties in the civil matter reached an agreement. And Silva says,
at this point, we're told that they did reach an agreement, and so we are in the process of releasing the coins back to the owners.
Houston's KPRC-TV reported the safe also contains silver bars and jewelry. Scott West, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
You can get paid for spreading holiday cheer.
That's what elves do, and you can too at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Click santas-wonderland.com.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's demo blowout sale with up to $12,000 off on select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, a select few up to $12,000 off, and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet demo blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by RC Slocum.
7:15, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program if your unit goes down and you need to stay cool at no additional charge while they fix yours. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-690-2278.
Morning showers and thunderstorms. Lots of clouds this afternoon, 75 to 80. It will become clear tonight, though, 50 to 55. Tomorrow it's going to be partly to mostly sunny. It should be fairly warm. Highs will be 75 to 80. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows 50 to 55. Saturday we'll have sunshine with temperatures between 70 and 75. And right now it looks like more sun for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports coming up here in just a little bit. Aggie football gearing up for UTEP in the late game on Saturday. Also the World Series. Aggie soccer's got a chance at an SEC title, and men's basketball started up last night for the Aggs as well. All that in sports at 7:52.
As far as the rain, it is tracking to the east of us. There is another line of showers that is stretching into Burleson County now and starting to affect the western portions of Brazos County. Madison County still getting some pretty significant rainfall, as is Leon County, portions of Grimes County as well. Just a reminder as well, Highway 21, if you're inbound from the east side, Highway 21 east, it is between Neuchus and the Tabor Road. You'll have to, or actually, it's between, basically between the bypass and Tabor Road because of a fatality accident that is there. Bryan police have been working that for well over an hour at this point, and no indication as far as when that will reopen. We will keep you posted. But again, your detour lanes are Neuchus, and you'll just have to follow the directions there. But the best thing to do, just avoid that area if at all possible. I'm Chase Murphy. He's Jay Sokol. We're sitting in for Scott DeLucia this morning. It is 7:17, News Talk 1620, WTAW, on a wet Halloween morning.
But no rain expected tonight.
Yeah, that's the good news, is it is expected to clear out. And I don't know what your Halloween costume plans are, perhaps. I find this interesting. It's bacon-scented body wash for Halloween.
Tell me more immediately.
That's fabulous.
Some people like to cook bacon and eat it. Mm-hmm. That's my preference. But what if you just want to smell like bacon on Halloween? Because after all, who wouldn't want every dog in the neighborhood chasing you down?
Who wouldn't want to smell like bacon every day?
Well, there's right. A police joke there, too.
Now you can take your I'll let you stand on that one, pal. Now you can take your bacon obsession farther. Don't just eat bacon or dress like bacon for Halloween, Lady Gaga. Go all out and purchase the delicious-smelling meat as a body wash. A 5-ounce bottle is just $5.
So we're not talking about cologne or perfume. We're talking about a body wash.
Body wash. You crawl in the shower. You get the loofah out.
Yeah.
You know, you fill it up. You scrub it down.
You honestly have a loofah?
And you I know what they are.
Who admitted to a pedicure last week.
I'm just asking.
I'm not a Neanderthal. I am aware of what a loofah is.
But a bacon-scented loofah.
Yeah, you know, I got to figure that you could only use that loofah for that purpose after that. Because whatever your standard day-to-day body wash is, mm-hmm. then it's just going to mix with the bacon, and you're going to have this nasty amalgam of bacon/Irish Spring.
Mm.
Nobody wants bacon spring scented body
know, that
wash.
That sounds really manly. I mean,
bacon
let's be
spring
honest.
Body wash.
Think about it. Irish bacon spring. I mean, come on. If you think of the smells together, it just smells very manly. Just throw some, what's that, Old Spice in there, and you got
oh,
it.
You want to smell like my grandfather now.
I like the smell of Old Spice.
Could have been a bacon-scented grandfather.
Yeah, bacon-scented grandpa.
Okay, so back to Halloween. Kiddos, what costumes do your kids have ready to go? And Kevin, your kiddo as well?
Yeah. She's going to be Cleopatra.
Oh.
My cats are going to be cats for Halloween.
For a moment, I was afraid you actually were going to dress up cats for Halloween. And I would remind you that the cats are not aware that it has been in good fun.
Although that would be fun to watch.
You know, the only thing that would be better is if she tried to bathe them first. And, you know, that would be, you don't try to bathe your cats, do you?
No.
Okay, that would be highly entertaining to watch that.
One of my cats is named Briar Patch. Would you like to try to bathe that cat?
I'm guessing that's because of the scratches and things of that nature.
That would be a yes.
All right. You know, my kids, let's see, my daughter is going as a Rapunzel, as a matter of fact.
Oh, pretty good.
Her grandmother made this elaborate dress and costume. I mean, put in a lot of effort. She put in more effort into this one costume than my mom ever did in any costume I ever wore, because it was...
You know, sounds like Mr. Murphy's going for therapy.
No, I understand the practicality of it.
Did you want to dress as Rapunzel too as a child?
I would have been sent to therapy at that point if I had. No, mine was, and maybe you can relate, mine was you go to Walmart, uh-huh. and you pull the plastic one off the shelf, and right. you do that and the mask with the rubber band around the back that pops eventually at some point during the course of the night. Then it snaps you on the back of the neck, so now you've got a red one, and now you're trying to tie that bad boy back together.
You couldn't see out of the mask anyway.
You couldn't see. You couldn't breathe.
Oh, and it was entirely flammable.
Oh, gosh, yes. you know, heaven forbid someone, you know, somebody answers the door smoking a cigarette, because you will you will just be a human fireball.
And back
right
then they very well may have.
Oh gosh, it was perfectly acceptable. Are you kidding? They probably gave out cigarettes for Halloween then.
I was Spider-Man for several years in a row.
Oh, okay.
And back then I had a lot of hair.
Was it just a very stretchy costume?
I had the hair stacked high. And so all you saw was Spider-Man with an enormous afro coming to your door. Everybody in Breckenridge, Texas knew it was
there. It was a web of hair.
It was.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just thinking how much the neighborhood dogs would love it if Kat would bathe her cats with that bacon-scented body wash.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Just very thinking nice. About how much I'd love it if I punched you in the face.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Who is this? Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
Hey, you don't know how lucky you had it to have a costume off the shelf. We used to use a bed sheet with two holes cut in it.
And walk to school uphill both ways
in the snow. Now, exactly.
What I'd like to know is this Rapunzel costume. So is it the traditional Rapunzel or is it Disney Princess Rapunzel? Because there's a difference, you know.
I don't know. We didn't break it down in the focus group at our house that far, so I think it's more the traditional.
And is it a wig or a weave?
Well, we went with extensions, I think.
See.
So,
all right.
Then the boy, I was really surprised. You know, he's four now. Let that sink in, radio listeners from way back. Mickey Mouse.
Really?
He wanted to be Mickey Mouse for Halloween. And so we got him a little pair of red gym shorts.
Cute.
And, you know.
Did you put two big white buttons on there?
Oh, yeah. We've got the gloves, you know, the white gloves. Got the ears, you know, probably do a little, you know, I don't know what my wife will do for the nose. We'll find a big nose or, you know. The redneck in me says just use a Sharpie and draw one on there.
That's what I was thinking.
Eyeliner comes off a little better.
That would be the gift that keeps on giving He'll have the Mickey Mouse nose for days. It might even all the way up until Thanksgiving.
So is he going to talk like
Sharpie
this?
Wouldn't make his nose stay black.
Is he going to talk like this too?
He's four. He kind of talks like that
anyway.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Hello?
He's four?
Yeah, go figure.
Well, he's taller than Scott already.
Yeah, no! Pretty much. We're right back where we started.
Bang. Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Jason North, President of the Bryan Firefighters Association. This has been a tough year for our first responders. Through the difficulties, Mayor Jason Byinski has stood with us and supported us. Mayor Byinski has always been a supporter in the past when we asked for things that were important to us firefighters. But this year, he has supported the Bryan Firefighters with more than just his vote. Mayor Byinski has been a true friend of the Bryan Firefighters. That's why the Bryan Firefighters Association is once again endorsing Jason Byinski for re-election for Bryan Mayor. Please join me in voting for Mayor Jason Byinski on November 5th.
Political ad paid for by the Jason Byinski campaign.
It's your land, and this is where you want to spend your time. You need equipment that can keep up, like a John Deere compact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. At Sioux Falls Prater, our experts can get you outfitted with the right John Deere at the right price. That's a promise we intend to keep. Just as you take pride in your land, we take pride in our equipment. Find the Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater. Quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, San Mateo County, California Superior Court judge handed down a ruling that stunned liberals. Judge Gerald Buchwald ruled that a billionaire landowner does not have to open his private road to the public if he doesn't want to, even if it is the only access to a beautiful beach at Half-Baked Moon Bay. Surfers, sunbathers, tourists, fishermen used to pay a $5 fee and ease on down the road to the beach. In 2008, though, the family that had owned the road and the surrounding property for over 100 years sold it to a rich guy for over $37 million. And he was not your average Hollywood rich guy, but a venture capitalist rich guy. The new owner put up a sign, "Beach closed, keep out." Now, normally, liberals would run to court, argue that California's constitution prevents people from blocking access to beachfront property, and that would be that. His property would become their property. But Judge Buchwald found that in this case, a treaty dating back to the Mexican-American War extinguished all public rights to this particular parcel of land. The public is allowed to use the 200-acre beach, but they have to access it from the ocean. This is a great idea. I'd like it myself. Just as abortion is a sacrament among liberals, so is their belief that they are entitled to other people's property. So they're livid, and they're vowing another round of lawsuits to get their way. The idea that what's yours is really yours, too much for them to bear.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-536-7070. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-536-7070. That's 1-800-536-7070.
727 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast calls for an 80% chance of continued showers through the morning today, tapering off as the morning tapers off and into the afternoon. We're headed toward a high of about 80 today. 50 tonight. Behind the rain comes a cool front. 30% chance of showers tonight. Wind shifting to the north at about 5 to 10. And then tomorrow, gorgeous, really. It'll be squishy, but sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. And then Friday night's low, about 50 degrees. And then on Saturday, very nice day. Sunshine, high of about 75, and winds out of the north at about 10. 68 right now, and continue to avoid Highway 21 between Highway 6 and Tabor Road in Bryan as police continue to work a fatality accident there. It's 728.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
This is Tom Hilde asking you to vote for Mike Sutherland to be our next mayor. Under Mike's leadership, citizens' needs and concerns will be heard and receive prompt attention and action. People first is his governing philosophy, which he demonstrated repeatedly during his 6 years as councilman at large. Mike is dedicated to smart and cost-effective growth and improving city amenities across the board. A vote for Mike is a vote for a brighter Bryan future.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big!
Long name, amazing results.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
You can look out a window or click online. Ours is more scientific. WTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. So far, we've gotten slightly more than a full inch of rain at Easterwood Airport. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A fatal accident involving a vehicle and two pedestrians has Highway 21 and Tabor shut down near the Pentecostal church. Ryan police say the accident took place around 5. Both east and westbound lanes are closed, and drivers going east on 21 will have to turn onto Tabor or Waco. On the Highway 6 side, drivers will have to take Neuchas near McDonald's and Dairy Queen, then come back onto 21 at Waco. A woman's claim of being sexually assaulted led College Station police to finding marijuana and an illegal firearm. Police say the prohibited items were found yesterday in the home of 35-year-old Luis Gallegos of College Station after his arrest for 2 counts of sexual assault. Additional charges may be filed. Bryan police, with the assistance of other local, state, and federal agencies, raided 2 homes at the same time and seized $37,000 of illegal drugs. Officer Kelly McEthan says a father and son were arrested for manufacture and delivery of a controlled substance.
We came up with methamphetamines, cocaine, crack cocaine, and marijuana. We also recovered a stolen gun out of Conroe and seized 3 customized cars, which we believe were purchased through those narcotic sales.
The raids were at homes owned by 40-year-old Roy Arevalo Sr. and 17-year-old Roy Jr., one located on Parker and the other on Northwood. It's the 26th arrest for the father in the last 20 years, according to jail records. It's been 4 years since the College Station City Council started requiring rental registration for the owners of rental homes and duplexes. With an entirely new council in place, a review process began last night.
Council suggestions included James Benham wanting to do away with annual registration fees and replacing it with finding property owners who don't list their rentals.
I think that you could probably end up collecting the same amount of money in penalties and fees for violators, and really the people that are the good citizens and the good landlords that register on time and take care of their properties. I mean, you don't want to penalize them.
Planning and Development Director Bob Cow says the council that passed the ordinance intended for enforcement to be on a complaint basis.
And the issue has been abated. Either it's not going to be taken to the judge because it's been abated, or if we get to the judge, there's not going to be a penalty because it has been abated. Because, again, what the judge is looking for is compliance. Right. And that's a fairly common complaint we hear from neighborhoods is that, you know, on any of our code violations, yes, it got abated, but they really didn't, if you will, learn their lesson.
The council's tentatively scheduled to consider changes November 25th. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 Bryan Towing companies were recently fined almost $16,000 for operating without a license, but a third company owned by the same man is still good to go. Susan Stanford with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation says AJ Wreckers and Lone Star Wreckers will have their licenses suspended for 2 years, but owner Anthony Tribble will still be able to run his third company.
This program was transferred to the department in 2008, and at that time there was another company, and is today, that is Tribble & Sons Wrecker Service, and that company is in good standing with the department.
Stanford says every towing truck is required to have their license on each side of the truck in a contrasting color from the truck's paint job. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to a website where you can check on the licensing of towing companies and 25 other types of businesses in Texas. The next president of the Boy Scouts Executive Committee is a former leader of A&M. Robert Gates, an Eagle Scout, will serve a 2-year term in the volunteer position starting next May. The Scout Board earlier this year guided the process that led to the decision to allow openly homosexual scouts. While Gates was defense secretary, he oversaw the end of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Currently the chancellor of the College of William and Mary in Virginia, Gates also served as CIA director in addition to 2 tours of duty as defense secretary. As the Salvation Army begins to raise money for the holidays, the chance is here again to become one of the iconic bell ringers. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says some groups turn the fundraiser into a game by organizing competitions against one another.
You can challenge another group and we'll keep track of how you did and give you bragging rights at the end of the year. If you'll call us, we'll give you more information on how to set up a ring off. We also have an online red kettle this year that you can get online and donate that way.
Walker says 82 cents of every dollar are guaranteed to go back into the community, and the rest is used towards operation costs. There are conspiracy theories floating around that if the Alamo becomes a United Nations World Heritage Site, that they would take control and start flying their flags. Mark Leffler with the General Land Office says that's a bad joke.
If the missions get put on the World Heritage List,
nothing will change in terms of ownership or control of the Alamo.
In fact, they support the UNESCO designation because it would bring more visitors to the Shrine of Texas Liberty. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm John Reese. As an athlete and a coach, I've always tried to stay active and in good physical condition. But after my heart surgery, I needed professional help getting back on my feet. I came to St. Joseph for my cardiac rehab. I knew they had the facilities, the technology, and the experts I needed. I had my own coach and my own team. The team at St. Joseph really got me back in the game.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
You love your house. It's your happy place. You come in after a long, hard day, and it's the best place to unwind. But now it's time to sell your house. You take a look around, and you start to compare it to other homes that you've seen on the internet. And suddenly, you see every spot that your kids plowed into the wall. Or maybe where you rubbed the chair trying to get it into the house when you first moved in. Suddenly, you see every spot that needs that paint touch-up. You wonder what upgrades are worth the money and which are not. It can really start to be kind of overwhelming. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and there is an easy solution for this. Simply call Zwicker & Associates. Not only will they help you evaluate what updates or touch-ups are worth your money and time, they'll also get you bids and even oversee the jobs while you're at work. They will help you declutter, to arrange your furniture in the best way to show every room. They have a full-time licensed realtor that only does staging. She'll stage your home for you, selecting from their huge inventory of staging items. Or, if need be, they'll go to Houston, Austin, or Dallas to find the perfect thing to highlight your home. Then they bring in the architectural photographer, and they make sure that every potential buyer looking for a home like yours will want to look at your home so they can book a showing. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to list your home with Zwicker & Associates, but I did twice. See the difference for yourself. You can call Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams and find all that contact info at zarealestate.com.
Don't miss the Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival on November 2nd. Celebrate local culture with Jeff Carroll of Legendary Texas. Enjoy wine tasting, meet local artists, attend a Q&A with the orchard manager, and be sure to stop by Chef Tay's Mobile Bistro for some gourmet food. Plus, orchard tours all day, activities for kiddos, prizes, and other family fun. Admission is free all day starting at 9 a.m. So head to the Harvest Festival on November 2nd at Royalty Pecan Farms on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Get details at royaltypecans.com.
Hungry? Looking for something different for lunch at an affordable price? Then Ohana Korean Grill is the place for you. And with amazing lunch specials, there's no reason not to try Ohana Korean Grill. Ohana Korean Grill brings a delicious cuisine to your lunch table Monday through Friday, featuring bibimbap and bulgogi tacos, plus more. They even have bubble tea. Dine in, take out, call ahead, you name it, they do it. Go try something new and exciting for lunch, starting at $4.99. Ohana Korean Grill, next to 4.0 and Go on Texas Avenue in College Station. Be sure to check out Ohana Korean Grill on Facebook.
When you are sick, you want to feel better fast, and Gold Star Pharmacy can help. If you're tired of the long lines and poor customer service at the big chains, Gold Star Pharmacy is your new locally and Aggie-owned choice for friendly service with most prescriptions ready in 15 minutes or less. Gold Star offers free prescription delivery in College Station. Join the Gold Star Savings Club for big discounts on your medications. Experience real convenience with Gold Star Pharmacy. 690-9112 or visit goldstarrx.com.
7:39 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.com, the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years.
Morning showers and thunderstorms, lots of clouds this afternoon, 75 to 80. It will become clear tonight, though, 50 to 55. Tomorrow it's going to be partly to mostly sunny. It should be fairly warm. Highs will be 75 to 80. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. Saturday we'll have sunshine with temperatures between 70 and 75. And right now it looks like more sun for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years.
It happened last night. That's World Series action. That plus we've got A&M soccer playing for an SEC championship. The basketball team, men's basketball team, started their season in exhibition play last night as well. And more coming up with sports. We'll do it here in about 12 minutes.
All right, this is a total broadcasting nerd moment, but just a touch of irony there that Joe Buck calls the final out for the St. Louis Cardinals for which his father his father Jack was the longtime announcer. So there you go. Total broadcasting nerd moment. But Jack Buck, Joe Buck, couple of probably one of the best father-son broadcasting tandems out there.
I'm in mourning.
Speaking of broadcasting nerd moments and sports, there are a lot of books here in the newsroom. I think they might belong to you, about batting and basically baseball history and Aggie history.
I left them for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So okay. There you go. I
have a question.
By the way, Jay Sokol, Chase Murphy, filling in for Scott DeLucia. So, Jay, you were saying?
I have a question. I mean, I enjoy watching baseball occasionally, but I'm not a baseball buff. Excuse me. Didn't mean to make that little twiddle.
That was me.
Okay. Bring out,
I've got a piano down in there.
I thought you brought out your xylophone.
Tim McCarver.
Terrible.
Why does the world hate Tim McCarver?
I'm not sure. I think it's because he comes across as being full of himself. So
is that what it is?
I think so. It's why does anyone hate any broadcaster? It's because there's something about them that rubs you the wrong way, or something they said one time and you hate them forever.
Brett Musburger says stuff like that all the time.
Oh, yeah?
But every year I hear hate towards Tim McCarver. I don't hear anybody praising the guy. So I just wonder, what is it about him that just rubs people so wrong?
I think he kicked a puppy one time.
Is that what it was?
I think that's what happened. So, and that was the end of it. So, right. It is Halloween. Practice safe today. Be sure you wear your reflectors. Be careful out there driving tonight. Obviously, the rain's supposed to clear out, but not only is it supposed to be, it'll still be wet. It'll obviously be dusky dark. Kids, wear reflectors on your costumes. If you're driving around, take time. These kids are darting out in front of cars. You know how it is. They're not looking. They've got candy on the mind.
We did a story yesterday on that. The difference between 25 and 30 miles an hour is...
5 miles an hour?
Yes, but a trip to the morgue or a trip to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
That 5 mile an hour difference literally makes all the difference in the world.
That's scary. Hey, you can get some free stuff on Halloween for the kids. And I'm not talking about just going door to door for candy. You can get freebies at some restaurants as well.
No kidding.
If you go to IHOP,
uh-huh.
Kids 12 and under get a free scary pancake.
Is that like the funny face, except it's unhappy looking?
I'm guessing it's not a funny face. Perhaps it's a frowny face.
I always get the funny face.
A scary pancake.
So, awesome.
It's good.
If you go to Olive Garden, you get a free kids meal with the purchase of an adult meal. And you do need to go to their website to get a coupon for that. And also Red Lobster, same deal. Grab a coupon from their website, get a free kids meal with the purchase of an adult meal. There's your freebies for Halloween. You're welcome in advance.
Very cool.
Happy Halloween. You know, America spends $1 billion on children's costumes. $1 billion. Adult costumes, more than $1.5 billion. And on pet costumes, $310 million. And I can tell you, we've tried this once with Tiger the Wonder Dog, and it's like kryptonite on him.
Yeah.
You put a costume on him, and he won't move.
They don't, once again... Animals do not understand that this is all in good fun or that it will end. As far as they know, this is how their life will be into perpetuity.
Well, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Just like if you leave, why is your dog so excited when you come back? You came back. I thought you were going to be gone forever. I'm so happy to see you. Because, the last they knew, you walked out of the room. The last they knew, they put you in a costume that made them look like a hot dog.
Well, have you tried talking to your pets? Because I'll tell my cats in advance when I'm having people over so they don't get angry. I'll tell them when I'm leaving.
Because they hate surprises.
Do hate surprises.
Don't like to spring something on a cat.
They're kind of like engineers. They need everything a certain way.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Cats that live by their Outlook calendar.
Tiger's completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Loves surprise people at the door.
Really?
Because dogs are kind company. Of like...
Yeah, well, that's the difference between a cat and a dog.
Dogs right. are like athletes and politicians. Cats are like engineers and artists. They're misunderstood. Everyone likes dogs. Cats are just misunderstood.
I just go back to what I've always said before. Okay, if you fall and can't get up at home, a dog will do its best to help you.
Which sometimes involves gnawing off your face.
It might even run next door to get a neighbor. No, a cat will eat your face.
I've heard of dogs
Rest assured,
your face.
A cat will eat you.
I've finally been able to take over the world.
Left to its own devices. A dog spends its entire life worshiping the ground that its owner walks on, that its human walks on. A cat looks at you and wonders how it ever got stuck with you in the first place.
No, so, not my cat.
Well, what else? I mean, you got some Halloween stuff over there, I thought?
Yeah, we do at your city of College Station, by the way. Mm. We are continuing to show...
Time out.
Yes.
It's shameless plug time.
It is shameless plug time.
It's going to be a two-way street, too.
It's the annual Halloween on 19. So on Suddenlink Channel 19.
Oh, what are we showing this time?
We are showing some great movies. And these things are from 1920 all the way to your 1964.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
A lot of Bela Lugosi in there. We have a complete lineup online at cstx.gov/boo.
How appropriate.
See what we did there?
Yeah.
And these are great. These are really good.
What time do they start?
It started at midnight, and it's going on. We're going to do it throughout the day. Then we're going to rinse and repeat tomorrow.
Okay.
In case you missed it, you can also see it streamed live at cstx.gov.
Well, see, I thought Halloween worked sort of like Cinderella, where it's bam, when it's midnight, suddenly Christmas music. I thought that's how it worked. Like now it's Halloween.
Only in certain department stores. they'll push the Halloween stuff out of the way and get the Christmas stuff out.
Best Buy's already running Christmas ads.
Doesn't surprise me. Also, shameless plug time.
Yeah.
Atmos Energy office at the corner of the Highway 6 Feeder Road and Oak Hill Drive in Bryan.
Yes.
Right next door to the Lithia Dodge place. We're gonna do a drive through truck or treat. We're calling it a truck or treat
because
we're gonna put our Atmos trucks out there, swing by, coming off the Oak Hill side, just pull in through there. Don't even have to get out. Then you can exit onto the feeder road right there, and we're going to hand you free candy, and we're going to hand you natural gas safety information right there through the window of your car.
Where does that start?
That will be from 6 until 8 this evening.
Wow.
And I know First Baptist and Bryan is doing a trunk or treat. So after you get through getting all your candy from FBC Bryan, swing on down the feeder road and hit Atmos Energy for some free candy and safety information. Because after all, when you think free candy, I know natural gas is right there on the tip of your tongue. But be sure and swing by. We'd love to see you this evening. That's from 6 until 8 p.m.
Always associate candy with gas.
There you are.
Not really.
If you have dental benefits and haven't scheduled a cleaning recently, the end of 2013 is near. Unfortunately, your dental benefits don't roll over into the next year like your cell phone minutes. Arendt's Family Dentistry is currently scheduling pre-holiday cleanings and checkups. Don't procrastinate. Get your best and brightest smile for the holidays by scheduling your cleaning and checkup with Arendt's Family Dentistry today. Locally owned and operated since 1984. Visit arentsdds.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Well, I know things may look bleak right now, but I hope you'll take what I'm about to say to heart. Don't give up. You can turn things around, but to do it, you'll have to immerse yourself in a process of recovery, not just dabble in it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I'm not much of a gardener, but I do know a few things, like getting seeds to sprout. I know I've done enough of those windowsill projects with my boys, and the one thing I've noticed, those seeds will never grow if you just dip them into a patch of dirt every so often. You also can't be impatient and give up on a seed if it doesn't push through the soil after a day or two. A seed is transformed into a thriving plant when you immerse it in the soil and allow the process of sun, water, and time to take its course. A troubled marriage isn't much different. You can't heal a broken relationship overnight or with an occasional visit to a counselor. Struggling couples must immerse themselves in a recovery process and give helpful resources time to breathe life back into their relationship. As the president of an organization dedicated to helping families, I believe willing couples can turn almost any situation around. I've seen it happen again and again. But to do it, you have to commit yourself to the influence of helpful people and do the work that needs to be done. For more help building a thriving marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
An official message from Medicare.
Shopping list?
To-do list. Look what's at the top.
Medicare open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th.
Time to compare plans, look for better coverage and savings.
I hear with Medicare, we get preventive benefits.
Mm-hmm. Like a free cancer screening, wellness visit, and over 50% off brand name drugs if you're in the donut hole.
I'll get the laptop.
I'll get the coffee.
Go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
Since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for the wants and needs when it comes to glass in our communities. And sometimes, maybe you went to a Parade of Homes home back last month, maybe you've just seen some pictures of bathrooms. You know, that's one of the first things that people remodel, or when they're building, it's one of the things they really want to make special. Well, Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you're just converting your shower so that you have an enclosure. Well, Acme Glass can do a simple enclosure for you where they can show you work that they've done throughout the Brazos Valley that they're quite proud of, and then you can have in your home as well. So why don't you stop in and see them for that? They'll be glad to show you exactly what their experience is. Maybe you're doing a project yourself. Maybe you're doing it on a Saturday. Well, you know what? Acme Glass is open a half day on Saturday for your convenience. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You need a bevel put on. They can do a straight line bevel up to 3 inches right there at Acme Glass. When you want glass, when you need glass, Acme Glass is there to serve you since 1946. Two locations in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M Acme Glass.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Now, last time we spoke, we were talking about it being a seller's market, but what does that exactly mean for a buyer then?
Good question. If you're a buyer, you might be a little bit concerned. First of all, over the past few years, you may have heard that it's difficult to get qualified. That is absolutely not the case. It is not difficult to get qualified.
So you can get a loan then?
Absolutely. For as little as 3.5% down.
Wow.
Yeah. But we are limited as far as the supply of homes on the market. So for a buyer, it is imperative that they do their job in interviewing realtors to make sure that they find somebody who's going to match with their needs. They want somebody who is going to take the time to really understand exactly what they need and what they want. Somebody who's going to be in communication with their lender to find out where they need to be price-wise. And then somebody who's going to be out consistently monitoring the market to see exactly what's listing every day. And someone who's well-connected, because a lot of buyers are actually purchasing homes through their realtor, homes that never hit the multiple listing service.
Now, I would recommend you go to Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams by going to zarealestate.com. I've done it twice.
I'm Elaine Brooks. Mike Sutherland cares about your animals. A few years ago, when animal lovers were deeply concerned about the very high euthanasia rate of dogs and cats at the Brazos Animal Shelter, Mike Sutherland was the only public official who would listen. Thousands of animals are being euthanized every year at a very high cost. Mike Sutherland worked tirelessly to establish a more humane and progressive system of animal care and save your tax dollars. For a people-oriented problem solver, vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
This is 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seeger One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It is 7:53. The Aggies are gearing up for the late-night game this week at Kyle Field. A&M is looking to make a 2-in-a-row after the upset loss to Auburn. They'll take on UTEP, and here's Coach Sumlin on the 1-6 Miners and their new head coach, Sean Kugler.
You know, here's a team that has come into the league with a new coach who I have a lot of respect for. He's a guy who has been an outstanding position coach at different places. I know that he wanted to come in and establish a certain style of play at UTEP, and maybe it was a complete change from personnel of the way UTEP was. So there's a transitional period there. Working very, very hard at it. I see a team that plays very, very hard, has a lot of pride, just like their coach. And you know, this time of year, we got to be on our A game.
Pregame is set for 7. The kickoff is at 8:10. All of it here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Shane Victorino drove in four runs. Stephen Drew homered, and John Lackey took a shutout into the seventh as the Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 for the third World Series in 10 seasons. Victorino had an 0-for-1 run in the series before hitting a three-run double in the third and an RBI single in the fourth. Lackey allowed just 9 hits, but just 1 run over 6 2/3 innings, and Aggie Michael Walker got the start for the Redbirds and had, by his standards, a lackluster game. Here's Carlos Beltran on the Aggie pitcher.
Any pitcher had one bad outing, so I think you feel bad for the guy because he's a young guy, and you know, and he wanted to go out there and give us a chance to win. But you know, at the same time, we could have picked him up also offensively and go out there and score runs for him, and we didn't do that.
And coming as a surprise to no one, Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz is the World Series MVP after going nuts in the series with a batting average of .688. He had a .760 on-base percentage, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and 7 runs scored. Here he is after the game commenting on the comeback that Boston as a city even made after the Boston Marathon bombing.
We had a great time in this town. We struggled early this year with the situation that all of us went through. But thanks to him, we keep ourselves together, and here we are. Enjoy the time.
David Ortiz is the only player to be part of the Red Sox' last 3 World Series wins. The number 24 Texas A&M soccer team will host the LSU Tigers in their regular season finale tonight at 7 at Ellis Field. The Aggs enter tonight with a chance to win a share of their first ever SEC regular season title. And here's Coach G.
The good news for us is we get to play at home, so we don't have to throw a travel day into it. So it'll be more challenging for LSU coming here. You know, and they'll be challenges for our crowd, you know, getting here on Halloween. My understanding is that we have cornered the market on candy for kids, and that people in costumes get in free. So you can think of anything you can dress up to come. But hopefully it'll be a very festive night. We want it to be fun for people to come to. The players are excited about playing on Halloween night, and we're excited about being back at home.
A win against LSU is the title for the Aggies, just outright. A tie or a loss would require assistance from outside teams in the SEC for the Aggs to actually claim the title. Led by a balanced scoring attack that featured 4 players with double figures, A&M men's basketball team notched an 80-70 victory over an exhibition team, that's Texas Permian Basin at Reed last night. Senior guard Fabian Harris paced the Aggies with 13 points, adding 5 rebounds and a pair of steals. Junior guard Jamal Jones chipped in 11 and 6 rebounds. And sophomore guards Alex Caruso and freshman forward Devontae Fitzgerald each tallied 10 points apiece in the winning effort. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the home opening win.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, find out who our best 5 is with what we have right now. Not having Courtney and J. Mike, 2 of our experienced players, you're looking at just a few guys who have Division I experience and not a lot out there, and you could see that. And then playing a team that basically played 4 or 5 guards was a little bit difficult, and you got to give them credit. They just spread you out and drive you. We were never able really to put them away, and again, we were just searching.
The J. Mike Coach Kennedy is referring to is A&M guard J. Michael Reese. He has been suspended indefinitely from playing in games for violating the athletic department rules. The school says Reese can practice with the team and is expected to be reinstated for games in, quote, the near future. Reese appeared in each game last season for A&M with 25 starts. In the NBA, all 3 Texas teams started their season with a V. The Mavericks beat the Atlanta Hawks 118-109. The San Antonio Spurs got off to a strong start by beating the Memphis Grizzlies 101-94. And the Rockets cruised past the Charlotte Bobcats 96-83. And that's your sports brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old worn-out air conditioner. Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time or you don't pay it.